Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. A former New England mafia boss and his co-defendant are facing possible sentences of life in prison. Today, at federal court in Boston, a jury found Francis Cadillac Frank Salemi and Paul Wiedek guilty on charges of murdering a South Boston nightclub manager. Stephen DeSaro was killed in 1993 in what prosecutors say was a hit at Salemi's home. WBUR special correspondent David Boeri covered the trial. He joins us now by phone. David, welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
So, David, remind us briefly what both men were accused of doing.
The government alleged that Salemi had ordered the murder of Stephen DeSaro to prevent him from cooperating with federal investigators involving that nightclub in Boston. The government says that the killing was conducted by Salemi's son, Frank Jr., who's now dead, and by the co-defendant in this case, Paul Wiedek.
Are you surprised at the verdict?
Not at all. First of all, you got to understand this. There's a reason why the federal courthouse is called the House of Pain. The odds against the defendants were steep, and the evidence in this case was overwhelming. The real issue was the credibility of its star witnesses, Stephen the Rifleman Flebby. You remember him, Bulger's partner, and also Robert DeLuca, a mafia soldier who had been promoted by Salemi. They were the key witnesses testifying against Salemi. And they were notorious characters, both involved in murders and both involved in perjuring themselves in the court. DeLuca, in fact, was imprisoned after being convicted for lying about this very case involving Steve DeSaro. Afterwards, Steve Buzang, who's the attorney for Salemi, was asked if the deals that the witnesses had cut with the prosecutors affected the case.
They're just opportunists. They've been career opportunists their whole life. And, unfortunately, there was a lot of evidence, and it was a tough set of facts, but we thought we did enough to overcome it.
But there was so much corroboration, even of the main witnesses, by a number of other witnesses. Their story held.
So what did prosecutors have to say afterwards?
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling read a statement from the DeSaro family. They stated that the guilty verdicts were justice and brought justice to them and explanations about why their loved one was killed. And FBI Boston Special Agent in Charge Hank Shaw said that DeSaro was killed in cold blood to ensure his silence.
That kind of conduct strikes at the very core of our justice system, which depends on the ability of witnesses to provide truthful information about criminal activity without fear of retribution.
But there's irony here, Jack. When Shaw talks about retribution, Salemi himself was in the witness protection program after he became a government witness years ago, and the government relied on him and his testimony at the trial of John Conley. So when the government made a deal with Salemi, the government had given him immunity for all the murders he reported at the time, quite a benefit. The irony, though, is that while he admitted to 8 murders, he did not admit to DeSaro's murder. And had he done so, this case probably wouldn't have taken place.
David, you've covered the mafia for much of your career. You've seen a lot of these figures rise and fall. You came out of retirement to cover the end of this trial. Does this represent the end of a certain chapter in Boston history?
Unless the prosecution wants to go after 90-year-olds, I suppose it does. But there's another part of this. Yes, they've put 2 people, Wiedek and Salemi, in prison, and it will put him in prison. But there's the other side of it, and it's the side that was called part of the greatest scandal in law enforcement history, and that involved the corruption of FBI agents mainly and some other law enforcement agents. That has never been sufficiently dealt with.
And of course, this case is not completely over with sentencing scheduled for September. That's WBUR special correspondent David Boeri. David, thanks.
You're welcome.